You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 9, part 2, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, our beloved senior ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. I see somebody says here, did I hear right, Mufti Sahab, what Malana Arafat says regarding the 3 months free advertisement, ustad? And can we advertise anything, ustad? Your comment?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gee, it's correct what Mohana Arafat announced for the listeners. Anybody, mashallah, you want to advertise on Markaz Sahaba free of charge from now, the beginning of Jumad al-Ukhra, right up to Ramadan, excluding Ramadan. So yes, we will give you, obviously the item merchandise must be permissible. All these restaurants and all that with halal certificates, all that are disqualified, obviously. So things that we will be choosing what we want to and we feel will be beneficial to the ummah. So you got tire shop, you got the hardware, you got this, you got blankets, whatever, winter is coming. So in that way there, mashallah, you want to advertise it, so we will let you. So it's not, there's no strings attached, provided it is something permissible and something beneficial for the ummah. Yes, free of charge, 3 months. You contact my brother Suleiman Esop from 8 to 4 011-854-2990 and give him all your details, or just email it to him. You phone him, he'll give you all the details, and inshallah that you benefit, we benefit. At least that is how that we become an asset to the ummah.
Allahu Akbar. Dear Mufti Sahib, if a Muslim brother was in need of some money with the intention to pay back the money, ustad, can I convert this with intention of sadaqah, ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us to do so. Wa in kana dhu usratin fa naziratun ila maysara. You gave the person a loan, 1,000 rand, 2,000, 5,000, 100 rand, whatever it is. But now COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, call whatever you want to, came. And that person now lost his job, retrenched in dire straits, destitute. So Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 2, verse number 280. Wa in kana dhu usratin, if the person, the debtor, is in dire straits, give him extension in time. Tell him, fine, don't pay me now, end of January, pay end of March, pay end of April, May, June. And wa anta saddaqu khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. And if you write it off as charity, so then remember, it is very good. Not zakat, just normal voluntary charity, so that is very good. So that is what Islam encourages us to do. Chapter 2, verse 280.
Ustad, is there anything wrong to sell wigs in your shop, ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us in the noble Quran, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, which we just started today, mashallah, from our archives, where we tafsir of the Quran every day, daily, between 1:30 and 2. So listen to it. Today we started Surah Nisa, chapter 4. And those of you who want Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, the first three chapters, just send me a message and say tafsir. Just put one word and then we will send it to you, mashallah, in your leisure time. For the pleasure of Allah, you can listen to it. So that will be Surah Baqarah chapter 1, Surah Fatiha chapter 1, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, Surah Al-Imran chapter 3. And in Surah Nisa chapter 4, verse 119, when the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again, he then took various oaths. One oath he took was, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, that he, the Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer said, that I will command them, human beings, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, they will change the creation of Allah. Look at today's modern society. Eve wants to become Steve. Steve wants to become Eve. Transgender, all satanic business, totally, absolutely haram, unlawful. Then you see the woman cuts her hair from the back, you don't know it's Eve or it's Steve. Then you see they want to wear wigs, that's the question. Totally haram it is. When you study the ahadith mubarakah, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, salam said, La anallahu al-wasila wal-mustawsila. It's normally women, but if men do so, also the same results and consequences will apply. The woman who does this, that she puts on the wig, and the clientele upon whom the wig is put on, so Allah's curse is on all parties, and that income is totally haram and unacceptable. Islam does not allow deception. Man ghashana falaysa minna. Whosoever deceives us is not of us. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim.
Ustad, let's go to UK. It says that, dear Mufti Sahib, my brother-in-law's whole house is covered, and my mother-in-law is also there, and she has COVID too. They want to send my mother-in-law at my place because they are saying they can't look after her. In this situation, Ustad, what must I do? I am worried about myself and my family. I am in a vulnerable category. In this case, what should we do? Ustad, anonymous.
Very good. It is your wife's mother, your mother-in-law. So you go and pick her up and bring her to your house and let her live in isolation. And it's not something that now you all just going to die or something. We all die on the appointed time. Today, I sent out something for all of you, and remember so that you learn. Don't become negative. Inna man najwa min ash-shaytan liyahzun alladhina amanu. It is the najwa, the caucus and the private meetings of the shaitan when and his cronies and comrades, that they have their meetings to cause sadness, panic, worry, anxiety to the people of iman. Quran says, wa laysa bidarihim shay'a. Nothing, no harm can come to you except with the command and permission of Allah. Chapter number 58, verse number 10. So you go and fetch her and tell her that you will keep her very comfortable in isolation and so forth. Your wife, her daughter, will take care of her. So you got nothing to worry about. Go with a positive frame of mind. My mother-in-law, rahimahullah, was blind. I told my wife, you got 10 sisters-in-laws, so they cannot take care of your mother as you can take care of your daughter. So why you don't bring her? So you must be the one. Don't be like that. Ooh, I can't bring her. My wuzu will break. And you shaitan or what? So you must remember our iman. Put our iman first. Say, my darling, come, we go fetch your mother. And you go fetch her and everything will work out. Innakum turzakun wa tunsarun bidu'afaikum. When you do good to the poor, poor can mean poor in resources, poor and weak, and now they are not so well and healthy and so forth. Allah will assist you. Allah will give you more risk and sustenance. Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, he took 3 million refugees. He brought in millions of orphans. He gave them the best of the best. You saw what happened to Turkey? They found so much gold, they can't believe. And they're cutting deals with Russia regarding the gas. Walau kari al-hasidun. Walau kari al-haqidun. I got nothing to do with Turkey. But walhaqqu haqqu ayyutaba. We have to speak the truth. Remember that. That the Americans put sanctions on them and America became the circus and Turkey is flying. So my aim to you, my message to you, my brother, do good for your mother-in-law. So tomorrow, if she leaves this world, you don't have afsos, you don't have regret. Kamat adinu tudan. As you treat others, you'll be treated like that. So you go tomorrow and go and fetch her with your wife. And don't be paparach, as we say in Afrikaans. I don't know from, oh, you in UK, you don't understand paparach. Paparach means that you become like a sissy, you know. No, these, that, I will fall sick, my children will fall sick. All this are waswasa of shaitan.
Somebody says, when a mayit is brought home, Ustad, can ladies read the Quran and dua be in front of the deceased person? And Ustad, if a janazah is performed, sometimes at home like nowadays, are ladies allowed to perform the janazah namaz as well, Ustad?
Yeah, there are 3 issues. Issue number 1 is the person passes away. Can you start reading Quran Sharif immediately? Yes, you can start reading Surah Yasin, Surah Rahman, any surah, chapter of the Noble Quran. But in the room where the mayyit, the deceased, is there, you can't read. And after the ghusl, kafan, and the after the ghusl, the bathing, and the kafan, the shrouding, then the mayyit is brought to the room, then you read in that room. room totally permissible. So that is one issue. Second issue is this, that now we have the mayyit there, and then the women want to sit around the mayyit. It's not permissible that if it is a strange man. Now they keep the face open, all that. How you can't be looking at the strange man's face or while he's alive, even after death you can't be. I die, Mona Arafat, die. You want to come around. What do you want to see us now? You must remember that. Quran Sharif says, Kullil mu'minina yahuddu min absarihim wa yahfadu furujahum. Tell the believing man to lower their gazes. A woman passes away, we come park there around, there around. It's not permissible that. So you must remember, and then the believing women must lower their gazes. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, the radiance and effulgence, verses 30 and 31. Yes, a female passes away, and you, the females, are there. The male passes away, the daughters, the mother, the sister, the nieces are there. So that is fine, there's no problem. But not strange ladies, that's definitely unacceptable. More so when the face is open. Then the third issue is, my cousin passed away, Aslam Hussein, our uncle Ibrahim Kaka, our Ibrahim Chacha, that our paternal uncle, only uncle I have in the world, from mother's side and father's side, 90 years old now. Allah make easy for him and the family. So we're in daily contact with the family, mashallah, advising them during this difficult time. So anyway, when I reached there, they told me, don't come there, come to the house, we're having janaza there. So because it's going to rain and so forth, so we had it there. Now the question, the lady say, we also want to read. No, you can't read. Why you can't read? Because you know, then the man and the woman all will be seeing one another. The man will not be praying, P-R-A-Y, they'll be praying, P-R-E-Y. So somebody else's wife behind me and all that, Islam allows that. Never, it's not permissible that.
Somebody says, Ustad, the question that came from UK, they say, but dear Mufti Sahab, that means I should put myself in danger, Ustad.
No, it's not in danger. You must remember, you're looking for excuses. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar hai. I'm asking you one question. What you think? You think that if you bring your mother-in-law, you will die this month? And you think that if you don't bring your mother-in-law, you will die in 2030? Qul innal mawta alladhi tafirruna min Minhu, fa innahu mulaqikum. Surah 62, verse number 8. The death from which you are running away, it will reach you wherever you are on the appointed time. So I told you, because you must remember, the media is shaping your thoughts and your thought process. So you must show your iman, show your dedication, help your wife in her difficult time, and bring your mother-in-law. That is my advice to you.
Let's go overseas, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sahab. Mera naam Roshan Bhai hai. Main darzi ka kaam karta hu. And he says, I have a serious problem. Corona ka waqt hai. Someone asked for me to make 250 masks, which I did. Now the customer refused to pay for the mask and says he lost the tender to supply a school. Mujhe kya karna padega? Who is supposed to pay? I want to beat him up and sue his lips up. Ustad Anonymous, India se Ustad.
India se sual aya Roshan bhai, aapne to roshni dalna hai, aapki to andhera nahi darna hai bhai. So those of you who don't understand what's going on, Walter and everybody else, you wondering, you got the wrong station? No, you got the right station. The brother is from India. Let's explain to you his predicament and dilemma. He says his name is Roshan Bhai. Roshan in India, Indian language, Urdu, Meman, Hindi, means light, radiance. So I told him, brother, that you're supposed to be spreading the light and not darkness. Now he's a darzi, he's a tailor. So somebody told him that he must now sew 250 masks or 1,000 masks, whatever the amount is, the quantity is not that important now. And he didn't take any deposit, any money up front and so forth. Then he sold all these masks and what have you. And then that person dropped him and said, no, that who he's supposed to supply, they pulled out. So now I'm sitting. So he says, Roshan Bhai says, he wants to go to the prospective buyer and seal his lips up forever. You understood what that means? To give him khoya pak. You understand? Skopskit and donder. Also, so so praat in Afrikaans. He wants to assault him and beat him. Bay Roshan Bhai, yeh hamara deen mein nahi. You can't go and hit the person and so forth and so on. To yeh to kismet ki baat hai aur aapke liye bhi ek sabak hai. Aainda jaakar jo bhi aapko yu kahe ke 100,000, 500 ye wo, pehle aap inko yu kahe ke bhai pehle paiso to de do, fir main karunga. So my advice to him was, it's a lesson for you and no violence. You can't go beat that person and assault him. So whatever he's speaking the truth or lies, that only Allah knows. So I'm telling him, for Roshan Bhai, in future he must take deposit when the quantities are big. So abhi tak aap hi malik ho, aapki haath mein hai, to aap kisi aur ko bech dijiye. To Allah Ta'ala se aap maan le aur pooch le, ya Allah, ke ye Allah, mere paas ye cheeze hai, meri mehnat hai, sab kuch. To aap hi bech dijiye, to you par hai Allah ke wazam. Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Razaku, Ya Razaku. Allah Ta'ala ghaib se kisi ko bech denge. So you read the honorable blessed names of Allah. Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahab, Ya Allah, you are the best of giver, Ya Allah. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, remove all the obstacles, impediments, Ya Allah. Ya Razaku, Ya Razak, Ya Allah, you are the best sustainer, Ya Allah. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you better profit and you will learn a lesson also.
Subhanallah. Oliver wants to know, Ustad, he says, AK, does the Trumpism signal the end of democracy, or does it expose the weaknesses of a once ideal system of government? Is what happening in USA going to be a global phenomenon, Ustad Oliver?
I disagree with you to say it was an ideal system. It was a satanic system, but because you must remember it worked for 240 years in America, so the people had their dream, the mirage, and now Trump came and showed the weaknesses of a corrupt system. So you must remember, what is democracy? Where the masses are the asses, and you fool them and beguile them that we are going to make America great. You remember 2016, he used to wear his red cap everywhere, America first, America great again. He made it so great that the whole democracy fell to pieces. So, and it can never be healed. You're wasting your time. You know what will happen, Oliver? You know what will happen, Walter? This is the system of Allah. What happened? And I told you this last year, I told you in the beginning of this year, the day will come, but I never expected it to be soon. And next one is apartheid Israel. You write it down. And every day is my dua, Allah, and my prayer. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy the apartheid regime of Israel.
Ameen.
And return it to its former glory and former owners, the rightful owners, the Muslims and the Palestinians.
Ameen.
So what has happened is that what happened to the Russians, you must remember that the whole Soviet Union disintegrated, but that was the barakah and the blessing of who? The Mujahideen of Afghanistan. But yeah, you got that local terrorism. I like that term, you know. They said domestic terrorism. That's the word he used. So whether you want to call it domestic, because you were labeling everybody else. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. So now there's an implosion taking place. So America, this is my message to you. Your country is doomed. You're going to have a red and a blue country. The red will go one side, Republicans, and the blue will go one side, the Democratic. Your 50 states are already disintegrating, and Allah's la'anat is on you, and Allah's curse is on you. Why? Because you must remember, you invaded 50, 60 countries. You caused the murder of 1 million people plus in Iraq. When Albright, the war terrorist and war criminal, she was the Secretary of State, they told her that million children did not get medication and died. She said it's all right. A system that is based, you must remember, on zulm, oppression, brutal force, Allah is showing you, I'm the only one in charge. How dare you challenge me? And now your democracy is what we will say in Sakarat, on the throes of death. You can never mend it in America. Healing, all that are just words politicians will use to gather mileage and so forth. So remember, your democracy is gone, your dollar is gone, and remember Russia, China, all this, Turkey, they will rise. And these are the people you wanted to bring down. We got nothing to do with China. They oppressing the Muslims. Same thing with Russia. They also oppressing the Muslims. But you must remember, Allah gives everybody a chance. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. The lesson you must learn, my brother Oliver Walter, innal batila kana zahuqa, anything based on falsehood, sooner or later it must perish. You ask the apartheid regime in the 50s, 60s, 70s, they thought they were unbeatable. They used to sit here in Pretoria in South Africa, and they used to tell them in North Africa, we are so powerful, the white minority apartheid regime. If we walk with our army, our Buruburu and Burkis from South Africa, in 2 weeks we'll clean up the whole of Africa, we will clear up the whole North Africa from south to north. That was, and for real, they had a sophisticated army. But see, in 1994, democracy ushered in, apartheid now, everybody apologizing. No, me, I didn't vote. I know who you voted. Don't come tell me stories. So, not that I got anything to do with any government. Me, I don't belong to anybody. So, therefore, we independent, we can speak the truth. But remember, as far as America goes, you history, and Trump, he destroyed it, and you deserve it.
I see Christopher says, to your knowledge, how long have Muslims been in America? Christopher, start.
So Muslims discovered America before Christopher Columbus. Do you know that, my brother? That is another crime. You are the ones that you destroyed the Red Indians in America. You in Australia, you destroyed the Aborigines. You in Europe, you destroyed so many of the non-whites and so forth, because you felt the whites must have hegemony. They must be in control and so forth. You go and Google and see Arabs and America. The Arabs and the Muslims discovered America before Columbus. But you know, the victor always writes history. So y'all came, the white man, and then you distorted the history. When I went to school and we studied history, so we discussed about Christopher Columbus and so forth. Then they would teach us South African history, Simon van der Stel and Jan van Riebeek and all, and the African, and that way uncivilized and so the victor always writes history and always slants it in his favor. So that is what you did, my brother.
Don't go away, listeners. We will be back, inshallah. Stay tuned.